opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. 7:05, May the 1st. It's Labor Revolution Day. Revolution! Revolution! Fraternity, equality, liberty. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can join our chat room. Come in here and hop in there with me. Speaking of hopping in here with me, here's Bad Bob, who's hopped into the studio with me.
And good morning. Beautiful day so far. It looks like we're going to get a little more rain out of the
It's going to get hotter in here, Bad Bob.
Oh, yes.
No, I mean it's going to get hotter in here.
The political season.
Oh, it's going to get hotter in here. I have got some things to talk about that are just going to. You know what? You ought to put on one of those asbestos beard guards.
You know, standard issue, sir.
Standard issue so it doesn't burn the hair off your face. But wait a minute. Let's hear the weather.
Well, we're looking for a sunny day today, high of 76, mostly clear tonight, low of 47. Winds are going to be off and on, like that stuff we had last night. Then we got some clouds moving in, and rain will be likely by Wednesday night. Right now in Reading, 52 degrees, and as always, the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, you know, you head on up there this weekend. Great music, great food. Thursday nights, of course, are always handmade pizzas. And then the music on Saturday, give them a call, 474-5546. It is just a great place to be. They treat you so well. And, you know, the chat room, good morning, JD. Good morning, Angel. You know, two of my favorite chatters, two of my favorite people. Today, we've got Miss Redding Rodeo. She's going to be here around 7:30. And Senator Ted Gaines is calling in at 8 o'clock. This is the senator's second chance. He missed his first chance. But we'll kind of talk to him about his run for the Senator's reelection run, of course, against our local Les Baugh, who's in here. But we've got a lot of other things. You know, today, May 1st, a lot of things going on with that. The fact of it looks like the Occupy guys are going to reassert their movement today. Started last night. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the Churn Creek Shopping Center debate last night. Talk about Rick Bassetti, and something's happened for Rick Bassetti's campaign that is it's interesting, and it's big. We're going to talk about the Afghan. Something's going on in Afghanistan. I wrote about it on my blog that may not, you know, there's more to it than what I just wrote, and I'm just kind of interested in that. And then we're going to talk about Bank of America, one of my favorite institutions not to go into. Okay, but before we do that, we're going to talk to one of our favorite institutions, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. Stocks are flat this morning. March construction spending is projected to rise 0.5% after falling 1.1% in the prior month. Investors are hesitant heading into the open as corporate profit tallies have been mixed. Currently, the Dow's up 40 points at 13,254. The NASDAQ's up 18 at 3,065, while the S&P 500's up 7 at 1,405. Oil's up 13 cents at $104.74 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury yielding 3.12%. Gold's up $5.20 this morning at $1,669, while silver's up a quarter at $31.27 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Microsoft's up a dime at $32.11, Walmart's down 3 pennies at $58.91, Carl's favorite institution, Bank of America, is up 12 cents at $8.23, and that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. Well, you know what? I think one man's battle against Bank of America is okay, because you know we like the guy, we like you, and we like Wells Fargo, and we like the Wells Fargo Advisors.
That's what counts.
It is. You know what? You guys are here Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. You give it up. You give it what? You give it your best shot. There's no spin there. You just say, hey, look, this is what's going on. And my friends, if you want to have somebody help you with your money and your investments, go on down and see them at Park Marina Drive. Okay? All right. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to head on down the road. We'll be right back.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 6, gather your friends up and come experience a day of fun and shopping. Visit each of the 9 stores and be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a gift basket valued at over $250. There is a party at every store, so come and join the fun. Everyone, let's support local businesses. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gift, That Kitchen Place, Solia's Dance and Fitness Wear, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Find us on the web at www.shophopreading.com for a list of stores and their locations. Come have fun. Shop local at this year's Shop Hop. This is one shopping event you don't want to miss. Shop Hop.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl on the bot, 7:13 in the morning. Linda is on assignment this morning. May the 1st! 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Let's talk about Rick Bassetti. You know, y'all may already know this, but I've just been kind of just running behind probably. But there's been a PAC formed, a political action committee called the North State Farm and Business PAC, who's pushed in over $125,000 in independent expenditures in support of the Rick Bassetti for assembly election. And what that means is he doesn't have direct access to that money. But, you know, you've seen these before, these PACs. They can make commercials, all types of advertisements, buy stuff in support of Rick Bassetti. You will not see at the end of it, I'm Rick Bassetti and I approve this message. It's got, you know, nothing to do with him. This is just a political action committee that's going to support him, and they've come together with this, which in turn puts a lot of pressure on Brian Daly, who's running against Bassetti, of course. And then there's a guy named Meacham, I'm not sure, we're trying to get him on the show. He's the Democrat, and that's running against him. So you've got a Democrat and two Republicans running for this seat. And the question is it going to be between the two Republicans, Daly and Bassetti, and where does Meacham play a spot in this? And a lot of people say, hey, look, he's going to pull 30% of the votes because he's a Democrat, Meacham is. He'll just get 30% of the votes as it is. And then so they're fighting it out over another, you know, what, 60%? So there's a possibility that one of them may not get into the runoff, you know, get past the primaries. So it's going to be interesting, but to see that much money roll in there at this point. So we're going to keep following that, of course. Last night, Turn Creek Shopping Center debate. When they say it gets heated, to me, heated means that people are standing up and they're leaping across three rows and they're falling on each other and rolling around on the ground. And unless I see John Dixon rolling around on the ground with Mary Machado hitting each other, I don't think it's really heated. What do you think, Bad?
Kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Anyway, so they're debating. And now we're going to have the Churn Creek Homeowners Association on tomorrow morning. And then we're going to have the Hawkins Company back on Thursday. But we're also going to have a representative of the Chamber of Commerce. Not the city council. I may have said city council the other day and people choked up, but Chamber of Commerce, Reading Chamber of Commerce will be there. And we're going to just keep bringing them both on as much as we have. This is a huge question. This is a huge question. And there's these two, and the two initiatives. One is to uphold the supervisor's vote to let the Cypress Square Shopping Center occur up to 700,000 square feet down there on Knighton Road. And the other is to ban any type of development down there for, I don't know, 24 years. And that's being fought by locals here, Bob Moore, and he was going to be on the show Monday to talk about he wants to build a flour mill down there, run it with the river, kind of make it a visitor spot, but also to do organic farming. And this is a tough one because people are saying, well, wait a minute, this is, this isn't exactly what we meant. Well, according to Russ Maul, if you believe Russ Maul, who is heads up, the project development and all these things for the county, is you can't even subdivide your land if this initiative passes. So we're into personal property, my friends, personal property. Especially when we get into B. Initiative B, but we're going to have the Churn Creek people on tomorrow. And I learn something every time I talk to either side. And that's why we're going to keep having them on. I'll hear one side and I'll go, well, that they make sense there. And then the other side comes on and go, well, they make sense there too. So it's going to be something you need more information. Get past the bumper stickers. Get past the cliches. Find out what they're both saying. You got to reach in. You got to ask the questions. Last time Jeff Hess had a lot of questions rolling through here. I expect a lot of questions for the Churn Creek people. How about this one is we're talking about millions of dollars in taxes. Now, that goes into, some of it is dedicated right to the Sheriff's Department. And as this realignment is starting to have an impact. And it's going to have a bigger and bigger impact on our county when it comes to these thieves, bandits, and thugs that have been allowed out on our streets. And if you think they're just kind of petty criminals or panhandlers, or they smoked a little marijuana, you're wrong. Sex offenders. Oh, there, I said it. They're turning sex offenders loose. And if that happens, so these things are happening. So that's a question. That's a big question. Tax dollars. Money. Because guess what? Just ain't getting too much better.
Yeah, property crime is no longer being regarded as a respondable incident.
You know what? They're calling and saying, well, we know where the guy is. Ma'am, we're not going to come out and see him because by the time we get him arrested and booked, he's out again. This is getting, in fact, we're going to be following this really close. We're going to take a quick break. Anyway, but this is going to be a good show tomorrow. So we want to talk to them and talk to the Churn Creek people and the Hawkins. And I tell you what, we're going to have them both back on a couple more times before the June 5th primary. I think it's important this is a big question here. We need more than just cliches. We need much more than just a bumper sticker or a sign, yes or no. We need to know more about it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending, and we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
Join us in celebrating 19 years on the river at Wind River Casino, May 14th through May 20th. Monday through Sunday, bingo free play drawings. Wednesday and Friday, slot tournament bonus cash add-on. Saturday, play in the $1,000 cash add-on Monte Carlo tournament. And Sunday, pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed poker tournament. Plus hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more giveaways. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better. On the river.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl in the Botlands on assignment, 7:23 in the morning, May 1st. It's freedom for the workers. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, you name it, they've got it. Not only that, but they sell coffee-making stuff. And then, of course, the finest walking humidor in the state. Finest cigars. Many of them you can find on specials there. The other thing they have is that they will beat or meet any price on tobacco in this town. And think about that. This is a local business, been there for 35 years, supports the veterans, supports our community. They give veterans discounts. They have employee people, and they pay a lot in taxes, trust me. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's talk about the anti-establishment, i.e. anti-business, jobs, God, federal sexually protest, are starting early in San Francisco. They've started down there in the squares, down in Union Squares, destroying businesses again and cars as they start destroying, working their way through because they're out there to rebuild the Occupy movement, regain their momentum, and there's going to be protests all across the country. We hear, of course, back in, you know, in New York and down Wall Street and that, they're going to be, you know, they want to make their statements one more time. I've got a Facebook out to, Occupy saying, hey, what y'all got going today so we can let people know that's going on.
I don't know if this is related, but on several real estate signs around town, I have seen a stencil of a hammer and sickle, and I'm going, are you people even studying your history before you put that thing up?
A hammer and sickle?
I swear.
Whose real estate signs?
This was up by Holiday Market. I forget where I saw the first one, but the second one that caught my eye was the real estate sign there at the Holiday Market at the top of Placer, and I'm just blink, blink, you know.
Maybe they don't know what a hammer and sickle means.
Or maybe if they do, they're scaring me.
Maybe they think it's Arm & Hammer.
Yeah.
And that they're, you know, okay. All right. Now, they're also going to go down to Atlanta, and they're going to protest the Bank of America. Now, frankly, go get them, Occupy. Go get them. Let me donate for that. Bank of America. I'm not going to begin to tell you all the things. Everybody knows what they've done. Taking billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in bailout funds from Obama. They haven't paid it back. Their people are still taking those million-dollar bonuses. And here's what other things they've done. There's a little, it's a small company. It's not a large company. It's called McMillan Firearms. And it appears that, you know, McMillan makes stocks and accessories for weapons, but he started making weapons for the military and the police. He has an interview with a guy named Mr. Ray Fox, senior vice president, you know, of marketing, international business, blah, blah, blah. And Fox said that he does not, they've chosen not to do business with firearms companies. Now, when this comes, came across the emails and the internet, you, of course, you look at everything like this and you go, okay, fine, there's no one of those. It, you know, it turns out it's not exactly, you know, not that. Well, as it turns out, that's exactly true. That's exactly what he said. And, Mr. McMillan, who has been on the news and radio shows and all of these, but here's a company, the Bank of America, who is obviously does not support the Second Amendment. Now they'll go out and say, "Well, you know, we have, we have firearms companies in our repertoire there." Then what's going on with this? They've been challenged to have Mr. Fox come on the show, or come on, come on any show out there, just to explain the position of Bank of America, and he won't, of course, won't do it. My question is why is Bank of America cutting themselves off from the Second Amendment? You know, it's not something that, you know, and they, or could this just be a local thing where McMillan is down in Arizona? However, this guy said international, vice president in charge of international business. Now, of course, going across the border might be it.
Who is BofA trying to curry favor with?
Well, you know, that's the thing is, you know, why would you start cutting off, cutting off companies that are successful? And McMillan's successful.
Bank of America.
Well,
yeah.
Bank
and,
of America.
And their, yeah. And their beginnings, of course, down in San Francisco, off of a table in the aftermath of the earthquake.
And you know, I met somebody whose grandfather owned the Bank of Italy that the Bank of America bought.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in here in the, he was in the studio the other day. Okay. Anyway, I think, of course, this is abhorrent. And because of all the other things that Bank of America does, well, I think that you should just go down and take your money out of Bank of America and put it in local banks. Put it in the banks here. Look at ours. Look at the good banks around this town. Look at Five Star Bank. Look at Reading Bank of Commerce and North Valley and Tri-Counties and all that. These are all local banks. Go on out there and support your local banks. There. That's my live read for Bank of America. All right. What? What?
We serve all viewpoints, indeed.
Well, they want a live read. There it is. Fishing game is in battle. You know what? They had a good article out of Chico on the Fishing Game Department and their main battle with the marijuana growers and the cartels. Okay, before everybody gets up in arms about this, they're talking about this marijuana that's being grown on forest lands and state lands and federal lands, and here's the problem. They are destroying the environment. And if it's not just enough to destroy the environment with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of gallons of waste and fertilizer that goes into the ground and into the streams, they're poaching everything. They're, every deer that wanders into the marijuana grove, which then becomes, once, you know, get high, they kill it. And also bears. They're killing bears and the deer. The deer herds are decimated in these areas. That's fishing game. They're trying, and they're going, they say, look, we can't dent this. We need to tell people about this. This isn't just Johnny growing it in his backyard. These are people willfully destroying our environment here in the North State. And what's being done by it? Where's the Sierra Club? Where are the environmentalists screaming for more law, more firepower out in the woods?
No, their solution would be to ban legitimate hunting to reduce the drain on the herds.
You know, he kind of took away my my fire right there. All right, we come back. We're going to have
only a bureaucrat comes up with that.
Miss Rodeo is going to be coming here and Redding Cowboys. We'll be right back.
Business Network, it's a sea of green on Wall Street. Some good news on the U.S. economy is pushing stocks higher on the first trading day of the month. Construction spending in March posted its first increase in 3 months, and the latest ISM report on manufacturing rose to 54.8%. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 40 points. Shares of Sears Holdings are under pressure in early trading following a gloomy first quarter sales forecast. The company now expects a drop of 1.3% in quarterly same-store sales because of weak demand for electronics at its namesake department stores and its Kmart discount chain. On the flip side, Shutterfly is on the rise after posting better-than-expected first-quarter results. The company posted a narrower-than-expected loss of 29 cents a share. Revenue also topped forecasts. This marks the 45th consecutive quarter of year-over-year net revenue growth for the company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Listeners, here's a way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeATHome22.com.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Rope them and ride them, Redding. It's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual three-day Redding Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Redding Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and three nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, in the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at RedingCivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at ReddingRodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained. She lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, "It's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined two pairs of shoes." As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairman had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Meeting. Carl and the Boss, 7:35 in the morning. It's May the 1st. It's time for freedom, you workers out there. March in the streets. 75 countries have this as a holiday, May Day. None, of course, who really need jobs. It's usually probably in those countries that have socialized medicine. Oh, I said it again. I'm sorry. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. Last month, they gave away a $300 tattoo. You just had to do is go in and enter it. We're going to ask our guest here in a couple minutes if she's been down and had rodeo tattooed on her arm. Is that one of the things that happens when you're Miss Rodeo Queen?
No, it definitely does not. Okay. I am tattoo free.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that. Anyway, go on down to Nathan's. Open 7 days a week. Visit them at downtown at 1358 Market Street in the corner of Market and Tehama. They are offering permanent cosmetics now, lipstick, eyeliner, and eyebrows.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going down after the show's over and have them take you down there. See if they can be part of the queen thing. All right. We're here with Amanda Silva, who is Miss Redding Rodeo, and her escort, Bill Adams, and of course Lee Ellison, who heads it up. But Lee's kind of over in the corner over there, just kind of staying there and watching what's going on. But Amanda Silva, good morning.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here. I'm very excited about rodeo.
Well, that's great. So how long have you been associated with rodeo?
I've been associated with rodeo since I could remember, since I could walk and talk. My father's been a part of the Redding Rodeo Association as well as my mother. So I've grown up down there at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. So I'm extremely excited to be Miss Redding Rodeo 2012 and just I can't believe that rodeo is already here and I'm just stoked for it.
Well, you know what? It just seems like, I mean, literally, just a few weeks ago, we had Miss Redding Rodeo on, you know, from last year. I mean, has it gone that fast?
It really has. I don't know where the last months have gone. I really don't.
Well, some people think just having a pretty face and being able to wave and a great smile is enough to be Miss Redding Rodeo.
It's definitely not. You've got to have public speaking skills, community service skills, planning skills. Time management is a huge thing that you have to have.
Do you have to ride a horse?
Oh, yes, of course I have to ride a horse.
Do you have a horse?
Yes, I do. I actually am currently using two different horses right now.
Okay. So, because I know that during the rodeo, we see you all riding around and, hazing some of the animals back.
Pushing calves
and riding around with flags and all this. Well, I tell you what, you are a great representative. I wish everybody could take a look at Amanda, because, you know, you are a public speaker. You've come in here before.
Yes, I've come in here for our Think Pink event that happens in October, which everyone should be looking forward to this year. We're going to have some wonderful prizes.
Well, absolutely, and we're all behind that. And, of course, and we're going to be talking really, but we also want to be talking about Chicks and Chaps, which is something brand new this year.
Yes.
About rodeo, but also about fighting breast cancer.
Yes, it is. It could be for survivors, people who want to support the survivors, anything. All this money that comes from the Chicks and Chaps event goes straight back to our community. It doesn't go outside of our community. It doesn't go to another state. It doesn't go across the country. It stays here.
Right here. Okay, tell people what Chicks and Chaps are.
Chicks and Chaps is a Friday event where the women come to a rodeo clinic where they can learn to rope. They possibly can ride a miniature bull.
Of course,
it's not real.
A miniature bull. I have a miniature bull in here already that runs my board.
Really? Is that the one sitting next to me?
Don't look at him.
Don't look
him in the eye. He'll charge. Okay. So what else does he do?
Also, they get to meet some of the top cowboys and cowgirls of the rodeo. And also, they get a tour of bucking chutes. They get to learn about the sport of rodeo and really how it works.
Hey, Lee, or Bill.
Yes, sir.
Why can't we get a bullfighter in here? We need a bullfighter in here on Friday.
We do.
We need a bullfighter in here on Friday. Get us a good bullfighter in here.
Do you think the one sitting next to me could come in on Friday?
Well, I tell you what, you don't want to mess with Bad Bob. I tell you what, you mess with the bull, you get the horn. All right? So
we've already got a pretty good bull thrower, so I guess a bullfighter would be in order.
We need to get a bullfighter in here. You know what? Because those guys are just absolutely the... They are, you know, people laugh, you know, they paint their faces. These guys are tremendous athletes and have got courage.
Yes,
like,
they do.
You know, I mean, I see them throwing themselves on bulls to save these guys, the Cowboys themselves.
So we got a bullfighter returning again this year, Kelly Jennings. He's been bullfighting bulls since 1996, and he's one heck of a bullfighter. He's saved a lot of bull riders' lives just by putting himself in front of him and the bull.
It's their job.
You know, it's their job. That's what they live for.
But, you know, it's like the people that do their jobs. Sometimes people really do their jobs, and other times it's kind of like, oh, okay, ole. You
know, maybe I don't want to jump in front of that.
Yeah, well, his idea of guarding the cowboy is saying, here he comes. So, all right, hey, we got to take a quick break here, I guess. Amanda Silva, Miss Reading Rodeo. We're going to talk some more about Chicks and Chaps. It's a great, great event. And we're going to talk more about the Reading Rodeo, which is, you know, it's one of our favorite events. Linda and I just love this event. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be there, of course, with Gordon Bach and, you know, the Asphalt Cowboy side of it. And we're going to be involved that whole week because, you know what, when you think Reading Rodeo, you got to think community. You got to think of what's going on here and the great things that happen.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day? Miss a day.
Carol Clifford running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage in my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reading Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200B model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Shot!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBott, we are talking Reading Rodeo today. We have with us Miss Reading Rodeo, Amanda Silva. We have one of the top, I don't know, I guess you call you top cowboys?
Yes, sir.
Top wranglers? No, top cowboys.
Top cowboys.
Bill Adams and, of course, Lee Ellison. I finally got a smile out of Lee today. You know, he's sitting over there going, oh, I don't feel good. All right. Tell us more about Chicks and Chaps. You don't come in here and expect just to sit there and me ignore you, right, Lee? You know better. Okay. That's a fact.
Well, Chicks and Chaps on Friday, you not only get to meet the cowboys, learn how to rope, learn about the sport of rodeo, tour the chutes, you also get a specialized section during rodeo where you get a free gift basket, drinks, food, all catered for you.
No, we don't know about that. Okay. I was going to say that'd be a joyous occasion.
Free things to, like water, soda, sure.
Okay, and you get, so you have this section, you go have like a little rodeo day where you can go on out, you get to meet the cowboys.
Yes, some of the top cowboys.
Top cowboys, so if you're interested, if you're like 5'4 and below, you want to meet all the bull riders because they're all short.
Well, and not all of them, most of them. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, 5'5. All right, sorry. And then you've got, and if you want those bigger guys, you go into the steer wrestlers, they all weigh like 250 and can pick up a steer and throw them on the ground. Okay, now this rodeo is one of the biggest, really, in all of the West, isn't it? Our Reading Rodeo.
Well, right now Reading Rodeo is going to be celebrating their 64th year in the rodeo business. We're right now what's called a Wrangler $1 million tour rodeo.
Okay.
So there's only 14 $1 million tour rodeos in the United States, and Reading Rodeo is one of them.
Mm.
So it's not just a Reading Rodeo. It's a $1 million tour rodeo with $1 million worth of cowboys coming here from all over, from the East Coast to the West Coast. There'll be NFR qualifiers.
That's the National Finals Rodeo until the end of the year. This isn't just a bunch of boys coming down from Hayfork.
No, sir.
And I mean,
they're coming from Texas, Oklahoma. Texas has one of the largest group of cowboys, and we'll probably have at least half of them coming here to Reading for that week.
It's going to be a great week. I think we start the rodeo itself starts when Thursday. Is Slack or is it Wednesday?
Well, the rodeo itself starts on Thursday, but we have a kickoff dinner the Saturday before on
That's
the 12th
right.
for the steak feed, which dinner starts at 6:30 and all night dance starts at 8.
And Tuesday we're having a jackpot barrel racing, and the public's welcome to come down and watch it.
Oh, great!
We'll be doing barrel racing Slack during the street dance party.
Okay, explain to people, this is always comes up, what's Slack?
Okay, Slack, right now we have 387 cowboys coming to Reading to try out just to qualify for our rodeo. Well, we haven't got enough room for all of them, so they have to show that they can qualify. We'll take the top 10, the top 12 cowboys to play at our rodeo.
Now, those top 10 each night, right?
Each night.
Now, so this Slack, this 385 come in. Now, is this rough stock also?
No rough stock.
No
all
rough stock,
time
just
events.
All timed events. That's
yes,
what
sir.
I thought.
All timed
so
events.
It's all timed events, which would be also the barrel racing,
steer wrestling,
calf roping, even though they don't call it calf roping
anymore. Tie down.
Oh.
Tie down roping.
I mean, you still use calves and ropes, right?
We tie them down.
What, do you just talk to them and they just fall over? What? No, you have to put a rope on them, right?
Well, it depends if you're Trevor Brazil. Yeah. If you're Trevor Brazil, I'd probably...
Yeah, you could just come up and go, wait on! Okay, I'm sorry. I just find it amusing. You know, we got politically correct in rodeo. Come on, it's the last real man and woman business. You get injured, there's nobody there to take care of you. I imagine getting insurance. I guess the PRCA probably has its own insurance policies. So
men and women can buy.
Actually,
yes,
Carl, there is quite a mobile clinic down there that takes part in the rodeo. They've got a full-on clinic on wheels ready to take care of
I understand
those
that, but I'm just talking about, you know, these guys come out on a bull that just happens to shatter their legs in four places. Really, that's it for them. And they used to be is no insurance. They might get treated, but then they're off a job and then have to go back to something else. I mean, this is really
Well, these Justin Boots,
that travels around to the rodeos, they have a diary of all the cowboys with their entries of what they had. It is quite a list if you want to look at some of these bull riders, how many broken bones and legs and arms.
I mean, I used to follow rodeo
really
close.
Reading.
I mean, I used to really follow rodeo close. And, anyway. Okay, so we've got some of the top professionals here. We've got one of the biggest rodeos out here in the West, $1 million. We've got Chicks and Chaps, which is a fundraiser for breast cancer, for survivors and other people that are involved with it. So you
for
can get involved.
Community.
For our community and our community only. So my friends, you know, you got Friday off. Why don't you go do this? Buy a couple of tickets. We need to get some tickets sold for Chicks and Chaps.
Yeah.
That's what we need. We need to get some tickets sold for Chicks and Chaps. It stays here. This is the first year for it. And you're going down and you can kind of out and play in the rodeo arena, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And you get to meet all these wonderful cowboys, top qualifiers. I mean, what lady doesn't want to meet them and take pictures with them?
Oh, well, okay. All right. Well, you know, when the Marine Corps Color Guard came last year, they were surrounded all the time, too.
Yes, they were.
The same thing. So it's the same thing. These cowboys are rock stars. Mm-hmm. They are. Cowboys and the cowgirls and those barrel racers are rock stars in this business. So, and you look at them, they're all not too many ones over the age of 30 either.
No.
So, okay. I'm going to take a break, come back. Usually we don't take this long, but we're going to go for another segment with this before we start back in the politics side of it. This is our friends from the Reading Rodeo Association here. We're going to have a great rodeo next week. We got Amanda Silva, Miss Reading Rodeo, who is, you know what a great spokesperson you are for the rodeo.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Calling in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Yippee tie-yi.
She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call. But his need for it controls him and her back's against the wall.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Reading for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
There was such a big success last month giving one local veteran a $300 tattoo. Nathan's Anthems has decided to open it up to all our listeners. You could win a free tattoo worth $300. Stop in and sign up today. Nathan's Anthems is always revolutionizing the tattoo and piercing industry by continuously raising standards. Nathan's is now offering permanent cosmetics. Call or visit to consult. All tattoos are personal, and we know that. That's why our team of professional artists is here for you. If you can think it, we can ink it. Come visit. Check out the galleries of work done by both artists and piercers. Meet the crew and take a tour. Open every day, located on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's has the largest display of body jewelry north of the Bay Area. Come in and see for yourself how we do things. Nathan's Anthems has professional body piercers and tattoo artists. That means you will receive the utmost level of care when getting your next body modification. The $300 free tattoo offer is now till the end of the month. Nathan's Anthems, where you can feel comfortable and customer service is paramount. Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, Reading.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
This dream they call Wrong Eagle. Oh, well, it's frozen blood, it's a dust of mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Watch out, Patrick and Billy, here we come. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Boss, 7:55 in the morning, May the 1st. We're talking Reading Rodeo. We've got Miss Reading Rodeo, Amanda Silva here, and we've got Bill Adams and Lee Ellison, all from the Rodeo Committee here. 64 years?
64 years.
You know, you don't look a day.
I know. Don't
over
I
60.
Look awesome?
No,
I don't age a day at all.
Age.
Haven't okay. since about the third year.
64 years, one of the biggest rodeos in the United States. We've got all types of events that go along with it. This is a big fundraiser, also. I mean, Reading Rodeo. I think of it as all the people coming in here that just people staying in hotels and eating in restaurants and all this. I mean, has anybody ever done a study on that?
Well, I was told a few years ago the city of Reading that week of Reading Rodeo with the contestants coming in, people coming from all over Northern California to see our rodeo brings in excess of $2 million.
We ought to have one of these every week.
That would be great.
How about once a month?
I don't know if the rodeo committee could have stand up to
you guys. But I tell you what, the strong would survive.
You got it.
You know what? $2 million is, again, it's something that's great for our community, something great for our, with the charities like this. And $2 million coming in, taxes that go into everything that we need, we could have, we were going to have a $2 million fundraiser or something that brings in $2 million every once a quarter, that would help.
Well, it's the perfect location for a rodeo. It's a great time of year. The cowboys love coming to Reading. They look forward to coming to Reading to this rodeo because it's up close. You're right there with the people. They love performing for the people. They're not spread out. Reading has always treated them well.
I mean, you're right there. I mean, if you don't get covered, with dirt from the arena, and you're sitting up too high because you can get it. I mean, I was just thinking about the bull the other time that wanted to go out and watch everybody from the grounds there.
About 780 rodeos nationwide, we're rated in the top 50.
We should
Reading
be.
Is. I mean,
we should be.
When you think about it, then Reading should be proud of.
You know what? Sometimes we take things for granted, but you're absolutely right. We should be proud of this. You know, the Marine Corps color guards that come in for this, they can go anywhere in the United States.
Yes,
I mean,
they can.
Literally. And we talked to them the first year to come in here. It was, we've got this other big one down here. And we said, talked to them and said, you need to take a look at Reading. You need to take a look at the community, the people, everything up here. And they came, and now they keep coming a day earlier every year. I think pretty soon they're going to come in, and they'll be here for May 1st all the way through.
Well,
they're having a great time here because this is a great city, a great area, and this rodeo is great. The parade is great. I mean, what else can you say? How do you get tickets?
Oh, you can get tickets from anywhere, from a red shirt, mostly from the Civic Center. If you want specific rodeo tickets, you can get them from the Civic Center. If you want Girls Night Out, Rodeo Clinic for Think Pink. You can get them from a couple different people. You can either look online at readingrodeo.com or you can contact Kip or Vicky at 941-8381 and get tickets for that. It's a wonderful
Great.
Event, and I hope you all really go.
Bob, I understand, Bob, that you want to have that special seat in that barrel. That they're going to hold that seat for you.
Actually, as I was growing up, probably walked every inch of that rodeo grounds back in the day. My parents were both very active in that scene, and that was like my second home down at the Posse Grounds. Well, what was then called the Posse Grounds.
So you've been in the barrel a couple times.
Don't know if I've actually been in the barrel. But,
so how do you get in the barrel? You know what you ought to do? You ought to sell chances of getting a barrel. Tell me you wouldn't make money on that.
Oh.
$5, $5 or $10 a ticket. Winner gets to get in the barrel.
We might be able to get some for that. I don't think the insurance covers that, though.
$10 to get in the barrel, they sign waivers.
Oh, wait. Well, you know, we
and
might
then,
have
you know, well, you've
there,
got the
then.
Bullfighters around. Get one. Don't get a mean bull, one that just kind of pushes it around a little bit. I mean, talk about it. Think about, Lee, come on. Think about this. $10, get the chance to ride in the barrel.
I'll put that on my agenda.
He's got that on his agenda, too. You know what? You just were condescending to me right then. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for coming by. We want to have, you know, we want to have Cowboys on. We want to have Bullfighter on, if you can get that. And we want to talk to you all some more, especially about the Think Pink. Or not Think Pink, but the Chicks and Chaps.
Chicks and Chaps.
Thank you so much for what you do here.
Bill,
we appreciate this, and of course, Amanda.
We enjoy being on here.
Well, I mean, I appreciate y'all in the rodeo and all the effort you put in it. You know, I mean, it's not like you're getting paid for any of this.
No.
It's something you do because you love the city and you love our community.
Nonprofit, all volunteers, they work very hard.
Okay, we got to run here. When we come back, Senator Ted Gaines is on. We're going to be talking what his plans are if he gets reelected and what his thoughts are right here in the North State. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. An undercover FBI bust in Cleveland. Five men accused of plotting to blow up a bridge. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Dave, the plot at first was to knock down financial institution signs off of downtown Cleveland high-rises, but at some point the FBI says it changed, and the focus of a self-described anarchist group became a bridge about 10 miles south of Cleveland and blowing it up. Authorities say the five men now in custody actually planted what they thought were legit explosives at the base of the bridge.
The defendants left and went to a remote site, and they then, sitting there, entered the codes that they thought would blow up a bridge with innocent people traveling over.
Feds say the explosives given to the group were duds. Dave?
Jennifer, Secret Service agents are getting ethics training this week at Johns Hopkins University. About 100 agents after the Colombian prostitution scandal that cost 9 agents and workers their jobs. It has been a year since the U.S. raid that killed Osama bin Laden at a compound in Pakistan that's not there anymore. Fox's Dominic DiNatale is at the site live. And we're losing our signal there with Dominic, who is in Abbottabad, which is the home of the compound where Osama bin Laden was hiding out. And then U.S. commandos a year ago came in and stormed the facility and killed bin Laden. His three wives were since deported to Saudi Arabia. The compound 2 months ago was destroyed by the Pakistanis. A New York City hotel maid can sue Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the former head of the International Monetary Fund, who she claims tried to rape her last year. A judge ruling that Strauss-Kahn does not have diplomatic immunity. It's a civil case. Prosecutors dropped criminal charges. Chrysler had a big April, the best one in 4 years. Its rivals didn't. Chrysler's sales rose 20%, while GM had an 8% decline. Ford's sales dropped 5%. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's May Day. And there are worker protests around the world, like they're in Thailand. In the U.S., the anti-Wall Street crowd is back on the streets in New York.
There are small crowds of occupiers gathering outside several different corporate buildings along 6th Avenue here chanting, pay your taxes and pay your fair share. The Occupy Wall Street movement vowing to disrupt businesses and shut down bridges and tunnels, essentially the commute in cities across the country. There's a heavy police presence along with barricades lining parts of Midtown designed to keep protesters in check. And so far, no arrests here in New York City. Jeff Madosso, Fox News Radio.
Now, on Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 100 points on news that U.S. manufacturing grew last month at the fastest pace in nearly a year. British lawmakers are critical of Rupert Murdoch in the inquiry into a phone hacking scandal that shut down a newspaper. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, an influential committee saying it's astonishing the News Corp chief didn't spot claims of phone hacking at the News of the World sooner. Their report says Rupert Murdoch showed willful blindness.
Rupert Murdoch is not fit to run an international company.
British lawmaker Tom Watson, a number of the committee members refused to sign off on that specific statement, though, saying it went too far. And Rupert Murdoch and his son James have been cleared of misleading Parliament. News Corp says it fully acknowledges the significant wrongdoing at the paper. News Corp parent company of Fox News. Dave?
Simon, Shelbyville, Tennessee police are saying sorry to Lorenzo Gaspar, who was arrested Friday for using a fake $50 bill, only it wasn't a fake. A store clerk called police suspecting it was a phony 50, and Gaspar was put into jail, but it turns out two banks later confirmed the bill he used was just old, but very real. So Gaspar was set free and given an apology. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 8:05, May the 1st. Are you excited, Bad Bob, about May the 1st?
Eh.
Well, I tell you what, get excited about the weather.
Well, it is kind of nice today, a high of 76, very spring-like, mostly clear tonight and a low of 47, partly sunny tomorrow, and then the clouds move in a little thicker. We got a chance of rain and showers likely through the end of the week and then clearing up just in time for the weekend. We have about, 55 degrees in Reading, and the report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards, a great place to go to. They have music on the weekends. If you need reservations, you get in the music room. And I tell you what, it's beautiful up there. The scenery up there, the gardens. You know, you can view the chapel from the down there where you have dinner. You overlook the meadows. 474-5546. And go down and enjoy their, you know, on Thursday nights they have hand-tossed pizzas, the whole thing. And then, of course, lunches during the week, Tuesday through Sunday, brunches and dinners. 474-5546. Okay, let's go on. You know what? I'm sorry. If I get excited about rodeo, I like rodeo, and I like what they do here. $2 million into our coffers. That's, you can't beat that. I don't know if those are real numbers, but it's probably close to that. You get a lot of people in, all the cowboys. One of the top rated rodeos, the top 50 rated rodeos in the United States, right here in Reading. And they're right. You are close. If you've never been to the Reading Rodeo, you need to go down there, and you need to get in there and get a ticket so that when those horses are bucking and the bulls are going by, that, you know, the dirt is flying in the air. And if you don't go home with a little dirt on your face, you're not close enough. The other thing, too, we don't talk about, we want to probably have them back on for a few minutes at some point and talk about the the animals. The treatment of the animals. You know, that for a while, rodeo was under attack on how the animals, they said, were being treated. That's gone away, pretty much, as it should. I mean, they treat, you know, this is a $150,000 animal that they, you know, they're carrying around with them. So it's a, you know, it's money for them to make sure those animals are taken care of. The only animals, the only, only mammals out there probably not being taken care of very well are the cowboys. But then again, they pay for that. All right, hey, let's go to the our buddies at Wells Fargo. Josh Wiley, good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, Wall Street opened May trading with gains as investors looked to a batch of economic data. The New York Stock Exchange was 3-1 positive on issues and on volume. On the NASDAQ, advancers beat decliners by 2-1 on issues and by 3-1 on volume. Currently, the Dow is up 93 points at 13,307, while the NASDAQ is up 30 at 3,076, and the S&P 500 is up 13 at 1,411. Oil is up $1.37 at $106.24 an ounce, a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.15%. Gold is down 70 cents at 1,663, while silver is up 17 cents at $31.19 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Disney's up 61 cents at $43.72. Cisco Systems is down 7 cents at $20.09, while IBM is up $1.75 at $208.80. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, you still there?
I sure am.
Josh, you ever ridden a bull before?
Have I ever ridden a bull? No, I rode a steer, though, once when I was a kid.
Is that right?
Never ridden a bull. Have you?
Yeah, I have. I did when I was in the Marine Corps, early on in the Marine Corps. I can tell you exactly how many, eight. Because on the eighth one, I said, this is not something I want to do the rest of my life.
Well, I can tell you now, maybe like 15 years ago I would want to do that, but now I'm pretty sure something would break.
Well, you know, the thing is that you guys down there at Wells Fargo, at the Wells Fargo Advisors, you're not afraid to take a dare now and then. You're not afraid to get out there, are you?
No, not at all.
All right.
The only bulls you deal with now are bull markets.
There you go.
That's right.
All right, Josh, thank you so much. These are our friends from Wells Fargo Advisors out in Park Marina Lane. Go down there and say hello to them. See what they have, Josh and Susan and Kathy, and Chris. And just talk to them. See what their take is on what's going on at Wall Street. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
How important is your family? Crime's rising in the city and the county, and many of us have taken a number of steps to protect our loved ones. Home alarms, security lights, threat awareness classes, and even buying a weapon. While all of these can assist in protecting our families, they can't if they're not used correctly. Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, and I are offering an advanced pistol class for those who carry defensive weapons. The course will address safety, presentation, real-life scenarios, and extensive hands-on shooting practice with the weapon that you'll be carrying. A weapon used for defensive purposes is no good if you do not know how to use it correctly and safely. That's what this course will offer. Call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222 and sign up for this May 5th and 6th class. Now, the class is limited to 10 people, so call now, 222-8222, and take that next step in protecting your family.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl in the Body, 14 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors right here in Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership, serving Reading and the whole surrounding areas. Crown Motors, they have used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your every need. They are local, my friends. That's a big investment. They're going to take care of you. You go down there. They're your neighbors. They're your friends. They'll take care of you at Crown Motors, and they want to make your experience just great. Give them a call or stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading, or give them a call at 223-2177. All right. Hey, on joining us today is Senator Ted Gaines. Good morning, Senator.
Hi, Carl. How are you?
I'm peachy. How are you today?
Great. Very well. Thank you.
How's the campaign coming?
Oh, we're working real hard, trying to get throughout the district, and it's got nearly a million people in 11 counties, so it's keeping me hopping.
11 counties. I mean, isn't your district, like, larger than a couple states?
Yes. Yes. in fact, larger than the state of West Virginia, for instance. So it's
larger than West Virginia. Wow.
26,000 square miles.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a family man. I've been married for 26 years, and I've got six beautiful children, five daughters and a son, and I'm a small business owner. I've been in the insurance business for 30 years. It's a family-run business, went into business with my dad out of college, and I've been doing that ever since. I've got one of my daughters now in the insurance agency. We got her licensed last year. Very excited about having her work. My wife has always helped me out in terms of lead generation for the agency, and you know, I feel very very blessed. And I'm a fifth generation Californian, and my great great grandfather came here to farm. He had a sheep ranch and sold supplies to the gold miners during the gold rush. And I just want to try to make this a better place for the next generation. I've got six kids. I'd love to have them stay and prosper here in the state of California. But we're challenged, you know, with over-regulation and over-taxation and high unemployment rate. And we need to do everything we can to foster the private sector and make it grow.
This is really none of my business, but five daughters and one son?
That's right.
Was the son last?
No.
Okay, I just had to ask.
He was fifth, though.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, your wife's also involved in politics, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, she's in the state assembly and working very hard on her reelection campaign. And she represents Placer, El Dorado, Alpine, and part of Sacramento County.
Okay. You know, one of the questions that comes up, you know, you mentioned it, the economy and taxes and all this. The what do you see that, and let's just face it, you're going against a stacked deck there. With the governor and every elected official, I think, you know, at the state level, and then the you know, majority in both the assembly and the Senate are all Democrats. You know, how do you deal with that?
Well, I figure that you know, truth and time walk hand in hand, and at some point this whole thing's going to implode. We cannot sustain the challenges that the state has in terms of deficit spending. Nine of the last 10 years have been deficit spending. We are clearly an overregulated state, and I'm just going to continue to speak the truth about making sure that business has to prosper, that we cannot spend beyond our means. And we have real challenges on our hands in terms of pensions in the state of California. If we don't get a handle on this pension issue, I really see the state of California turning into a Greece. And we do not want to have riots in the streets in California. And it's incumbent on us as elected officials to make sure that we're fiscally sound with a balanced budget, that we have a rainy day fund, and that we address the pension issue. And every state employee and municipal employee in California ought to understand that we need to work to a reasonable solution on trying to control pensions so that they are there for folks when they retire.
Okay, and we understand that. And the fact is it used to be that people would go to work for the county and city and state for less money because it was a solid job and there was some kind of retirement at the end of it. And now things seem to have changed upside down. So how would you change the what's your ideas for changing the retirement system for the unions here in the state?
Well, first of all, I want to say there's a lot of good people that work for local government and the state government, and we want to make sure that we're looking out for their interests. I love the governor's proposal as a first step. He's talking about eliminating spiking in the pension plan. We need to take a look at, you know, retirement age. People are living longer. We ought to look at people retiring at a later age. When we go back to the 1930s and look at Social Security, the average lifespan was age 62, and yet benefits weren't available until age 65. So, you know, we had the actuarial tables kind of working on our side. That's not true anymore. People are living into their, I think, average age span now is at 79, and yet a lot of people can retire at age 55 or 60, and we ought to just be simply more realistic about that. I think we're going to ask employees to also come to the table in terms of picking up some of these expenses. Medical costs are very much very hard to control, and that burden ought to be shared on both sides of the table.
Okay. We got to take a break here. I guess Senator Ted Gaines running for re-election up here in the district. His district covers it's 1 million people, and it's the size of the state is bigger than the state of West Virginia. Not that West Virginia is huge, but it's still a good-sized state. So we'll be right back with the senator right after these messages.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway. It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 6, gather your friends up and come experience a day of fun and shopping. Visit each of the 9 stores and be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a gift basket valued at over $250. There is a party at every store, so come and join the fun. Everyone, let's support local businesses. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gift, That Kitchen Place, Solia's Dance and Fitness Wear, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Find us on the web at www.shophopreading.com for a list of stores and their locations. Come have fun. Shop local at this year's Shop Hop. This is one shopping event you don't want to miss. Shop Hop.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:24 in the morning. Linda's on assignment today. It's May the 1st. Look outside, see if Occupy guys are out running around doing anything. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And our chat room is KCNR1460.com. Just hop into that. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee at Espresso Joe's. Finest walk-in humidor in the state there. Great tobacco accessories. They meet or beat any price on tobacco in this town. Joe and Shelley have had a store for 35 years there, had their business there for 35 years and supported our community in all aspects. And veterans get discounts there. They help out with people. They have a community room that they offer up to people. I can't say enough for Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Senator Ted Gaines, running for re-election here in our district. One of the things we wanted to talk about, Senator, was the fire tax. It keeps coming up all the time. It seems like it's been fought down, but it seems, is it over now?
It's never over. And so I was opposed to the legislation the governor proposed last year, voted no on it, and started a referendum. I wrote a personal check to start a referendum to repeal the bill. We set up a website. We tried to get the word out as best we could through our grassroots effort. We gathered thousands of signatures, but were unable to hit the 503,000 qualified signatures in about 110 days. It's just it's a huge leap. But we're still fighting that fight. Kevin Jeffries has a bill that's going through the assembly. I was at the press conference. I'm a co-author of the legislation that would basically repeal the fire tax. It's absolutely ridiculous that we are creating double taxation for folks when they're already paying for fire services in the rural parts of the state. And the money is simply going back into the general fund, and it's not even used for firefighting. It's supposedly going to be used for fire prevention, but I question that when it's going back in the general fund. So we're going to continue to fight this fight. Howard Jarvis, Taxpayers Association, is also working on litigation, and they will be suing in court to see if we can be successful on that front also.
Okay. The Veterans Home up here in Redding has become a real sore point with us and down in Fresno also. We've got a Veterans Home that the punch list is supposed to be finished today. And so we've got this beautiful Veterans Home, but we have no funds to open it. What's going on?
Well, we got to get the $10 million in funding. And I want to thank you, Carl, for coming down to the Capitol and fighting the fight with veterans. And it's a top priority of mine. And we're going to do everything we can to get it passed. It's just the right thing to do, that we take care of our veterans. They serve our country. They put their lives on the line. And we need to make sure we care for them when they come home.
I guess the Senate's going to have meetings too, right? Or committee meetings on it?
Yes, yes.
Do you know when that's going to be?
Timeline for it coming to the Senate would probably be this summer.
Okay.
And we could give you an update in terms of exact
things. Yeah, we'd like to maybe come down and take a look at the people that are voting on this.
Absolutely.
We've got a caller. BC, good morning. Do you have a question for the senator?
Yes, I certainly do, Carl. The question that I have, what is his thoughts on the new legislature, Citizens Legislative Act, and the proposed initiative to turn California back into part-time legislation like most of the other states?
I like the idea. I think it just makes sense. I'm a small business owner. I would love to spend more time in my small business. focusing on that. I think there is clearly too much time spent in coming up with ideas for legislation. I think we pass too much legislation. I think if you had a citizen legislature, it'd be more conservative in nature, because those folks would have to live with the laws that they're passing, because they'd have to have a regular job.
Well, and we certainly agree with you.
The only thing that I want to be careful of is that we want to make sure that we control
what is there only four states left?
ABC, let me finish up here. Okay. Go on, Senator.
Oh, great. The bureaucracies have tremendous power, and we are fighting them now, and it's a very tough battle. But I don't want to give them free rein while the legislature is not in session. So I think what we would have to propose also is that regulation could not be implemented unless the legislature was in session. And then we could provide the oversight as to whether those regulations made sense or not.
Okay. All right, BC, you were saying something about Texas.
Yeah, no, I said that I concur. That I think that so far out of control down there that this is the only thing that might save California, period. So we appreciate his answer on that. Let somebody else weigh in on it. Thanks, Carl.
All right, thanks a lot. You see, Ted, I'd like to see a part-time legislature, but I'm just, first of all, I think they'd have to agree to it, wouldn't they? Or was this going to have to be an initiative?
It's going to have to be an initiative. And there was an effort, and they gathered, I think, a couple hundred thousand signatures, and they fell short. So they're talking about another effort, I think, in 2014.
Okay. We got about a minute here before we take our break. One of the things that we don't see a lot of times is when people get elected from the east side, we don't get to see you all very much to come in here, visit us, and see what we're doing out here in Shasta.
I will make that a priority to be accessible. I want to say that, based on my experience, and you could speak to other constituents throughout the district, I've tried to do a lot of outreach. I'm known for being accessible to my constituents.
Okay, we've got a break here, Senator. We'll be back. We got another half hour here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The FBI says some would-be terrorists had plans to blow up a suburban bridge near Cleveland.
These five self-proclaimed anarchists conspired to develop multiple terror plots designed to negatively impact the greater Cleveland metropolitan area.
The FBI Stephen Anthony a day after the men were arrested before they could carry out their plan.
The public was never in any danger. The defendants never possessed at any time any real explosive material.
U.S. Attorney Stephen Dettelbach says the suspects are not affiliated with any specific terror group. Better last month for Chrysler, weaker for General Motors and Ford. The big three automakers reporting mixed sales results for last month. Chrysler credits its 20% increase on rebates of at least $2,000 for buyers of mid-sized and utility vehicles. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime, ladies. Prepare to excite your senses. The world's famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Friday, May 11th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $15. The number one name in entertainment for women, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Friday, May 11th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks, the show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jazrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and the Bot and Free Fire Radio. 8:35 in the morning. Linda's on assignment. It's May the 1st. Look outside, see if Occupy is out running around, as they promised to do today. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our chat room's going. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You see Tim and Lon are there. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. They have special clippers for Bad Bob's beard. I know it's hard to believe, but they do. They're the extra strong ones because it's his hair is made of steel, much like Superman. Okay. Hey, our guest is Senator Ted Gaines, and he's running for re-election, and we talked to him a little bit right before we left about sometimes we've had experiences in that when our elected representatives come from the east side of the state, we don't see them very much, unless it's election time. But you're promising us something just a little bit different. Is that right, Senator?
Well, if you just look at my background, I've had over 100 town hall meetings, so I've been in the legislature, and those are just the formal ones. I try to get out to chamber events and other events throughout the district, too. In fact, I was in Truckee last night. I did a Americans with Disabilities Act seminar to try to help educate small business owners on how they can avoid litigation. I don't know how rampant it is in Shasta County, but I've literally had hundreds of my constituents sued through this ADA law, and we're trying to educate them. And also there's legislation that my wife Beth is carrying for reform. But I got home at about 11 o'clock last night, and that's not unusual for me to be out in the district. I've done 11 town halls in the last probably couple of months. And so, we're active and engaged, and you can expect the same in Shasta County and in Siskiyou. We're going to be involved, and you're going to see me, and I'll be held to account if I have the honor of serving you.
Your wife is, like you said, is also a member of the Assembly. Y'all live together, obviously.
Yes, we do.
Okay, because it falls within your district and her district. Do you get per diem for that, both of you?
No.
Okay.
No, I've not accepted per diem as a senator, and we are just, simply focused on trying to make sure that we're involved with our constituents and we watch our budget very carefully. When I became a senator, we saved about, I think it was close to $1,900 a month on our rent for our office. And we were very careful about how we're spending. We actually consolidated a couple of offices. We actually have a little less staff than the prior senator. I'm trying to be very careful in how we spend our money, and it's the taxpayers' money, and we need to, everybody needs to step up and be careful in very tough economic times.
Okay, you know, it's, hey, Senator, could you mind, my producer is saying you've got a really mellow tone there. Can you speak up just a little bit?
Is that better?
Yeah, oh, that's much better, yeah, because we're pushing our gain up here. No, see, it's like we do a step closer to the microphone here. Okay, you know, veterans issues up here in the North State are huge, as are water issues, but just let me start with the veterans issues. You know, we've got over 20,000 veterans just in Shasta County. We talked a little bit about the veterans home, but their money's being pulled away also from those, from other assistance that we're bringing our given to veterans. They're coming back at something like, what, $30,000 a month to the state of California. The welcome home transition programs have been put on hold. The veteran service offices have not had one increase in years, and yet we're getting more and more of, more veterans here. And with the VA being backlogged by over a million cases, it's starting to be a real mess. We've got a unemployment for veterans as well over 15% nationwide. So it's obviously higher here in the state of California. And what do you see as some of the things you can do to help that?
Well, I am supporting a piece of legislation, AB 2250. Which actually is my wife's legislation. Beth is carrying a piece of legislation that is for in-state tuition of veterans. So if you're a vet, you've come back, and you want to get a college education in California, and you're from out of the state, you can come and get that education here in California. We welcome you, and then we're going to help you find a job and prosper. And we have to have that respect, and we have to have that prioritization when we take a look at government services. What is the priority in terms of how we spend our limited funds? And I would say we right on the top is veterans and public safety, and we want to make sure our children get educated. And we need to reform a lot of these other programs, and maybe some of these state programs we don't need, or they need to be drastically reformed. But we have to figure out what our priorities are as a state, because if it's within a priority, then you figure out a way to fund it.
Okay. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest, Senator Ted Gaines, running for re-election here. And we've covered veterans issues. We've covered the fire tax. We've covered the veterans' home. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking water wars, and a couple other things here that have come up in the questions. All right, Senator, thanks a lot. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, it's 8:40 in the morning. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Redding police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
There was such a big success last month giving one local veteran a $300 tattoo, Nathan's Anthems has decided to open it up to all our listeners. You could win a free tattoo worth $300. Stop in and sign up today. Nathan's Anthems is always revolutionizing the tattoo and piercing industry by continuously raising standards. Nathan's is now offering permanent cosmetics. Call or visit to consult. All tattoos are personal, and we know that. That's why our team of professional artists is here for you. If you can think it, we can ink it. Come visit. Check out the galleries of work done by both artists and piercers. Meet the crew and take a tour. Open every day, located on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's has the largest display of body jewelry north of the Bay Area. Come in and see for yourself how we do things. Nathan's Anthems has professional body piercers and tattoo artists. That means you will receive the utmost level of care when getting your next body modification. The $300 free tattoo offer is now till the end of the month. Nathan's Anthems, where you can feel comfortable and customer service is paramount. Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, Reading.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and the Bot. And you know what? One of my favorite times of the day, I get to talk about Harley-Davidson. In Reading, Harley-Davidson, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright, and they have been involved in Harley-Davidson and motorcycles ever since. They carry it all, full range of accessories, service items, clothing, but they also do the service on your bike with experienced technicians. They're going to service and repair any of your needs for Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Plus, they have the latest in the new models. They have the new models for Harley-Davidson, and on May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, head on down there. They're having an open house. They're going to have demo runs, free lunches, and it's going to start at, it'll start in early morning, and it's going to be throughout Saturday, May 5th, and it's at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Reading. That's 1268 Twin View Boulevard, Reading. Reading Harley Davidson, open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30. Experience the ride, live the dream. Got to get carried away with that. I just love my Harley. Hey, Senator, are you still with us here?
Absolutely.
Okay, Senator Ted Gaines is our... So are you one of these people that want people to ride with a helmet on, or you just kind of, you don't care?
Hey, that's a decision by adults.
There you go.
Let them make that decision. The only caveat I have to that is make sure you have health insurance, because as a taxpayer, I don't want to pay for your medical bill.
Absolutely. I'm all for that one. You know, if I want to ride without my helmet, I better have health insurance, and so let me pay for it or just kind of pull that plug. Hey, Senator, Second Amendment. Tell us what you think. We're concealed carry, the right to own and bear weapons, the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, and people ought to have the right to carry a concealed weapon to protect themselves, and it's real clear-cut. When we take a look at what's happening with realignment in the state of California, I'm very concerned about criminals that are in prison, that are moving down to the jail level, that may be teaching the wrong things to fellow jailmates because they're more sophisticated. And the nature of the crime is such that I think people are in danger. And so we want to make sure that they have the ability to protect themselves through a concealed weapon or just having weapons within their home to protect themselves. I remember hearing about the story about the older woman who had an intruder, and she had to use her weapon to take care of it. So
you know, I don't have any problem in terms of Second Amendment. We got to make sure that we continue to protect it. We are under continued assault, though, down in the legislature, with a lot of bad bills being proposed, and on many occasions I've stood on the Senate floor fighting that bad legislation.
Well, we look at realignment as being an abject failure. We're turning people loose. We're in a revolving door concept. We think the rest of the counties probably in the state of California are like this, that San Quentin has gone from 5,300 inmates to 3,200 in a year. And you start magnifying, you know, you start multiplying that by the other prisons. We've got people we're releasing that aren't these nons. They're sex offenders. You know, people are, you know, they pick them up for busting into a house and they're out in the street in less than an hour or 2 hours. At what point is California Senate and the Assembly going to see this is a failure?
Well, I supported AB 900, and that was legislation, I think, back in 2007 that called for the construction of additional prisons. And I just feel that, you know, bad people need to be incarcerated. I don't have no problem providing education for them and job training. I do believe people have an opportunity to turn their lives around. But if they're a risk to society, they need to be behind bars.
Okay.
And this realignment, I think, is they're just trying to cut costs. I think in the long run, it could actually cost more. Certainly the cost to society by people being put at risk or injured, in my view, is increasing. And I'm not convinced that this plan is going to work, and I did not support it from day one.
Okay. We've got a caller right here with a question. Nicole, good morning. Do you have a question for the senator?
Yes, sir. Good morning. I'd like to ask him if people are cut down on their Social Security and can't pay their rent anymore, what do they have planned for all the homeless people that it may cause?
Okay, Nicole, thank you. Senator, did you hear that?
Yeah, she talked about Social Security benefits.
Yeah, Social Security benefits are cut. What kind of plans does the state of California, I guess, have for helping people that are going to be homeless?
Well, I think we need to work with our food closets and our churches and our communities. I think there's so much reliance on government for services, and I'm not saying they don't play a role, but at the same time, I think we need to work within our communities. I've seen the church in action throughout my Senate district. In fact, the church I attend just raised a bunch of money for charities and for food for the homeless in our community. And I think we need to see more of that, we need to be helping one another and not rely on the government. My problem with a lot of these government programs is is there a transition? If someone is gathering or accepting a government benefit, are they able to then transition back into the workforce? We need people that can be productive citizens, that can be as self-reliant as possible. And then we want to have a basic safety net, but would love to see more reliance on our charities and churches.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here before we get back to our last segment. I know you want to talk about reform, Senator.
Great.
And so you'll get this last segment to talk about reform and the different aspects of that when we get
Thank
back.
You.
Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Redding. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsredding.com.
And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual three-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most app auto parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and three nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta States Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, we won't back down.
No, I won't.
Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 8:55 in the morning. Our guest, Senator Ted Gaines, running in the race for the Senate here.
Could he define his district again for those who just joined us?
Senator, could you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because it's a big district.
Yeah. It encompasses 11 counties, goes from the Oregon border, including Siskiyou and Modoc, Shasta, Lassen, Plumas, Placer, Sierra, Nevada, parts of Sacramento County, El Dorado, and Alpine.
Well, that ought to do it.
So it's a big district, and there's actually a few counties to the south that will be stranded for a couple of years, so I'll probably be helping them out too.
Oh, okay.
Because they won't have a senator until 2014. But
okay, Senator, we've got like, I hate to interrupt you on this, but I know you wanted to talk about reform, so let's get into that.
Regulatory reform. As a small business owner, I've just seen the tentacles of regulation prevent me from doing my business. And every minute I spend satisfying a rule or a regulation by government takes away from my business. And it's gotten progressively worse over time to the point that it was a call to action for me to run for office, to try to make a difference in this area. When we take a look at examples of that, take a look at a mandated health care and having the government step in and say, we're going to provide health care. That is going to put thousands of people out of work in the private sector. It just does not make sense. I'm not saying we don't have problems with health care that shouldn't be addressed, but it's always going to be better handled through the private sector. Take a look at off-roading. I've got several Jeeps, and I love going off-road. And the government's tentacles are saying, no, you can't use public lands anymore. And they're shut 42 trails down in El Dorado County, which has the Rubicon Trail, which is famous to off-roaders. When we take a look at vapor recovery of gas pumps, gas stations were required to capture near 3% of vapor coming off the gasoline at a cost of $7,000 per pump. Well, no wonder we pay so much for gas here in California. Stormwater runoff is another one, requiring that the water almost be drinkable that's coming off of a blacktop or off of asphalt. That is utterly ridiculous. The cost of that is $200,000 per drainage outlet in a parking lot. So we clearly need to reform it. I've proposed legislation in the last couple of years using a model actually from Canada, of all places. But believe me, they get it when it comes to regulatory reform. They were able to cut out 160,000 regulations just in British Columbia that related to business. And we need to do the same thing here in the state of California.
Well, that's just part, you know, things that are going on. You know, small businesses, it's tough enough going up against corporations. But you, but when you establish yourself and you want to keep fighting and all that, the having legislation come down and restrictions come down and new, you know, as you're saying, the ADA thing, this is just ridiculous. I mean, why, you know, even Barbara, I think it was Einstein that said, you guys better change your rules over there or we're going to do it on the national level. I mean,
right.
I mean, when Feinstein comes down, at what point, what point do the people in Sacramento actually say, well, you know what, maybe we ought to start protecting our people instead of harassing them like this?
Yeah, maybe that pendulum's starting to swing the other way a little bit. I was encouraged to see Senator Feinstein step up and state what's obvious, and that is there's way too much litigation going on in the state of California at the expense of small businesses with the Americans with Disabilities Act, and we need to do everything we can to try to help these businesses survive through tough times and hopefully hire people so we can reduce this 11% unemployment rate.
11? Do you really believe that, Senator?
Well, no.
Do you believe it's 11%?
Well, when we take a look at underemployment, it's probably double that.
Yeah. I mean, so, this 11% that we throw out there, I mean, it's like, oh, my God, that's not 11%. I mean, we talk to people that are here in the that work in the unemployment areas over here, and they're saying is that they've got, you know, so many that have just stopped looking, and then the underemployed, you know, the state of California is just, you know, we're in way in the double digits.
You're right.
So, I know what, it infuriates me because I see things that could be done that aren't being done because especially, you know, I didn't get a chance to talk to you about term limits, and maybe the next time we come on, we can talk about that.
Oh, I'd love to do that,
yeah,
Carl.
Okay. Hey, okay, Senator, thanks for coming on. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate you having me.
Well, you know, we like to present all sides. We give everybody a shot up here, and we try not to ambush. We try not to do anything but let them. Let you say what you believe and let the people decide. Seems like a good way.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You bet. All right. Thanks a lot, Senator.
All
right. Hey, tomorrow we've got the, and speaking about that, we've got the Churn Creek Owners Association. Well, our spokesman for the Churn Creek Group will be on our show tomorrow, 8 o'clock. We've got a lot of other things going on. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. But which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Anarchy in Cleveland. Self-described anarchists accused of a bomb plot nabbed in an FBI sting. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Lisa, it started as a plot to toss big financial institution signs off of buildings in downtown Cleveland, but somehow morphed into blowing up a bridge south of the city. And the FBI says five men who call themselves anarchists are accused of buying two bombs.
Last night, the co-conspirators placed the two inner IEDs at the base of a concrete support pillar for this high-level bridge and attempted to remotely detonate the devices.
Didn't work. The IEDs were duds given to them by undercover agents. Feds say the five have no ties to international terrorism. Lisa?
Jennifer, thanks.
On Wednesday, I'll be officially suspending the campaign.
Newt Gingrich thanking supporters on his website today and urging them to help oust President Obama.
A re-election of Barack Obama will be a genuine disaster.
But for now, no mention of presumptive Republican nominee Mitt Romney.